You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And I gotta tell you, we have earthquakes and asteroids coming and Justin Bieber taking a paternity test. Is it me or are the stars just not aligning right? This is kind of kooky. So Japan just had an earthquake. It looked like a magnitude 6.8 off of Japan's southern Okinawa Island. They said the quake was about 135 miles away from the island. Not expected to cause a tsunami. Okay, that's good. They have enough issues. And I think Oklahoma had another earthquake. This just in. I'm having a lot of trouble with my computer. I don't know why, so I can't pull it up. But Oklahoma's been getting earthquakes and tornadoes and all sorts of crazy stuff. I don't know. Everybody please take cover. I would not want to be in Oklahoma right now. Just, you know, you guys are in our prayers. Absolutely, you're in our prayers. But just kind of weird. And what was weird about what happened in Oklahoma is they first had, I think, a 3-point magnitude earthquake over the weekend, then a 4.7, and then it went up. I mean, usually the aftershocks go down. These earthquakes were getting heavier. I'm going to see. I don't know what's going on with my computer, so I'm having trouble pulling this stuff up. But if I could get it, I will definitely give you the news. All right. I have Justin Bieber's news. Oh, please. I tell you, I just think people in the entertainment industry, it's just an absolute joke. So apparently this baby mama Mariah Yeager, 20 years old, filed a paternity lawsuit in San Diego, and he's going to finally take a. It's about time. I just hope they aren't milking the publicity for this, because this is absolutely stupid. And the poor kid needs his dad and someone that actually has sperm, right, to be his dad. And then guess what? Lindsay Lohan, she did the Playboy shoot. And then Hugh Hefner didn't like the picture, so we had to hire another photographer to take it again. Yeah, the photographer can't do much with the face, okay? They can't. They can't do much with the face. So, and then I guess she goes to jail. I really don't know what's going on with that. I really don't like to follow any of the Lindsay Lohan news. All right, looks like we got something here with Oklahoma. Oklahoma, and then it just, man, we keep losing it. Tornadoes, hail. I saw something about earthquake. I don't know what's going on with my computer, but I got to get it fixed. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So what's going on with this asteroid that's supposed to swing by tomorrow? All right, they're calling it YU-55. They say it's going to pose no threat to Earth. All right, it is a quarter mile wide, which is 400 meters, for those of you listening to me across the pond or in Canada. And they say that it's basically wider than an aircraft carrier. It's supposed to zoom past us about 30,000 miles an hour, or 50,000 kilometers per hour, at a minimum distance of about 198,000 miles. Good. Please be as far away as possible. They said it would bring it just within the orbit of the moon, but it should not hit the moon. It should not hit us. It should not have effect on the Earth's tides. All right. And you can't see it with your naked eye. You're going to have to use a telescope. Do you guys have a telescope? See, I don't know. What would that even look like? You see, I'm thinking it would look like on the movie Armageddon, and that kind of scared me. You know, personally, I'd like to see Bruce Willis. That'd be nice, but that's not the point. Okay, so that's that. All right, asteroids, if I hear anything more with Oklahoma, I'll have to tell you on break. All right, a lot of cool stuff to talk about. They have these eye drops that may actually prevent pink eye. They've been able to use python hearts, right, to give us information on how to treat human cardiac disease. And I guess there's a sleep disorder where you have sex in your sleep. Did you guys hear about this? All right, so a lot to talk about today, but what I want to really talk about are your medical questions. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or your emails, of course, at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, and, of course, follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Okay, so a couple, looks like, who spent 18 months trying for a baby, actually was able to conceive, but it happened when Dad was asleep. They said they kept records of each time they had sex when they were trying for a baby, and they realized that one of the times when they had a little nocturnal tryst was when it happens. Now, the dad, Ryan, suffers from something called sexsomnia. This is actually true. Sexsomnia, where it's a rare medical condition where you actually engage in sexual acts in your sleep. Now, it's not like what you had during puberty. This is an actual, you're actually having sex in your sleep. So the whole cycle happens, which means you could actually impregnate somebody. All right. The wife calls it sleep sex, and apparently it was good. And now they have a 16-month-old son called Lincoln. Huh. All right. I'd call it Roofie, but that's not funny. I'm sorry. Okay. So the couple moved in together 3 years ago. They didn't realize Ryan had the condition. Really? Really? And then she sent him a text the next morning saying last night was great. He replied saying he didn't know what she was talking about, and he doesn't remember things. So he doesn't even remember his kid's conception. When these people have sex in the middle of the night without knowing, they don't know. I mean, it's not like they have a dream, unless he's lying. Oh, he was probably dreaming about Lindsay Lohan. Oh, no. Yeah. All right. Okay. So anyway, they were both dumbstruck. Well, good for them for having a baby. But honestly, the sexsomnia thing, I don't know. If my husband had that and he messed up my sleep, I'd make him sleep on the couch. No. All right. So a lot of stuff to talk about. I want to talk about this pink eye drops. Of course, the news you heard today where Conrad Murray was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. We've talked about this on the first couple hours of the show. I'll probably just give you guys some updates on that. And then also 5 quick rituals that you could do to have a better day. Some of you guys, you start your day and you're grumpy, you're negative. You see, one of these days my show will hopefully be a morning show, and I'll get you guys up and going. I'll get you thinking positively. But see, you know, right now, a lot of you guys listen to me later in the day, later at night. Yeah, so we could just kind of badmouth the day. We could badmouth some of these people in Hollywood. You know, we could be negative, but it doesn't work. In the morning, you got to be positive. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
There's a man named Pharmacist Ben Fuchs who is anything but your typical pharmacist. Ben says prescription drugs should be the last resort, not the first resort to fix personal health problems. Hardly a tool for the pharmaceutical companies, Ben says you can live a long and healthy life with proper lifestyle and natural supplementation, and that prescription medications are toxic and typically cause many more problems than they fix or prevent. He's been a guest on the Alex Jones Show a number of times, and he's always a hit. You can hear and talk to Pharmacist Ben on his own daily GCN show, The Bright Side, which airs live each weekday on GCN at 10 a.m. Central just before Alex's show. You can also hear and meet Pharmacist Ben at a free lecture coming up Tuesday, November 8th, starting at 7 p.m. in Santa Cruz, California. If you can possibly be there, you should. Ben Fuchs is one of the most compelling speakers you will ever hear. The event is free, but the sponsors, InfoWars Team and KSCO News Talk AM 1080, ask that you register at KSCO.com website. Go to KSCO.com and reserve your seats now.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so Magic Johnson, 20 years ago, had announced that he had HIV, and he has had a very, very successful fight with it, and it's hard to believe that it's been 20 years. But, you know, when he said he was HIV-free, you know, we all were in disbelief. You know, we assumed he got his HIV counts down below detectable levels, and it gave so many people hope. So many people hope that had HIV. I mean, I remember years ago when I was in training, you know, HIV was considered a death sentence. And I remember they had us as students go to these groups, these support groups, to talk to people who were suffering with HIV. And, you know, you heard them plan, you know, their bucket list and, you know, plan how they're going to, you know, try to spend the rest of their healthy days. And then as the years progressed, it was more, all right, how am I going to manage this and beat it? And it's been amazing what they have been able to do in the last 20, 30 years. But hard to believe 20 years since Magic Johnson made his announcement. Just fascinating and good for him. All right, so this is kind of interesting. There's medicine now that they are trying to develop where it could prevent people from getting pink eye. Now, you know when you get pink eye and the virus, it just goes through classes like wildfire. So once, you know, there's a pink eye outbreak, you could just assume y'all are going to get it. Well, what they want to do is develop a type of eye drop such that you could put it in your eye to prevent from getting the adenovirus. Now, usually pink eye is from a virus. All right. Very rarely it's bacterial, even though for most pink eye, we give these eye drops and they seem to work. But most eye drops we're giving are bacterial eye drops. But true pink eye is viral and is caused by an adenovirus. Now, this adenovirus, what they found is your eye has to actually receive it. There's these little receptor molecules called sialic acid located on the surface of the cornea. Now, the cornea is that covering over your eye. We've talked about eye anatomy before, but it's that covering of the eye that you could scratch when you put a contact lens. When you get something in your eye, it gets stuck in your cornea. It hurts. But then we try to, you know, get it out, and then we give you antibiotics, etc. So anyway, what they've done is they've tried to make a molecular structure called this liposome, which actually will project from the surface and scoop up the virus if it comes into the eye. And if it scoops up the virus from coming into the eye and then basically dumping it in the dumping system, you won't be able to get pink eye. So what's going to be phenomenal about this, and I've been waiting for them to develop something, is what's absolutely phenomenal about this is a pink eye outbreak comes out. You could then get these drops and you could pre-treat your kid and yourself, and then you don't have the pink eye outbreak. The kid doesn't have to miss school. You don't have to miss work. As long as this is safe, fascinating stuff. So that's kind of around the bend. Now, in more medical news, looks like there's been, I got to tell you, some of these birth control pills, they just get a bad rap. But these newer birth control pills that have the newer type of progesterone, Yaz and Yasmin, may have more risk of blood clots. And it's interesting because you usually think estrogen is more risk with blood clots, but apparently the birth control that has the newer progesterone, i.e. Yaz or Yasmin, apparently, let me see what's happening. The FDA issued a cautionary note warning of raised odds for blood clots in women taking this newer form of birth control. Now, they examined women between 2001 and 2009 on pregnant, of course. During that time, there were 4,200 blood clots in the leg that occurred. Now, if you get a blood clot, it doesn't have to be a stroke. It could be a blood clot in the leg that later goes up to the heart, goes up to the lungs, goes up to the head. So my recommendation to you is, number one is don't smoke. If you're on any form of birth control, do not smoke. Because if you smoke, it ups your risk of blood clot. Number two, if anybody in your family has ever had a stroke, I recommend to go to your doctor and get a test that looks to see if you hypercoagulate. And there's a hypercoagulation profile, which basically looks to see if your blood thickens and doesn't bleed as easily as others. If you have this propensity to make clots, a genetic potential, we want to figure that out so you don't get the birth control. Now, of course, it's not cost effective to have everybody get this testing done. But I got to tell you, if I had a daughter, I recommend it to my patients all the time. Because, you know, when a young woman gets a blood clot, and women get strokes, women get blood clots pretty frequently. You know, it'd be nice to know and then not give them the birth control. Now, Yaz and Yasmin still are used pretty frequently. Patients love them. Many of my patients that were given them by the gynecologist, they love them. You know, I do extend the warning to them because they've been, you know, in the news and gotten bad publicity for a while. But just, you know, be careful. If any of you or your daughters take a birth control and you're worried about clot risk, please talk to your doctor about it, okay? Don't mess around. All right, let me see. In medical news, this was interesting. Marijuana. Now, they say marijuana disrupts brain waves kind of like a schizophrenic. Somebody that has schizophrenia has very similar brain activity as somebody that smokes cannabis. Now, researchers from Bristol University in Western England made the discovery after they measured brain neurons in rats that were given the psychoactive ingredient of cannabis. Right, which is in the doob. And they found that the drug completely disrupted coordinating brain waves, which obviously are essential for memory, decision-making, et cetera, that goes across the hippocampus and prefrontal cortex, the parts of the brain that kind of deal with that type of stuff. And the rats, they say, were unable to make accurate decisions when navigating a maze. Now, we had a horrible accident in town where some kids who were doing their community service by cleaning up the highway, don't ask why they were on our busy highway, were killed by somebody, I believe a teenager, who was smoking pot. And so, you know, we saw firsthand what pot can do to your mentation and to your driving ability. And I know a lot of people, they take pot to wind down. They think it's, you know, not as dangerous as alcohol. It is when it comes to driving. It is when it comes to making decisions. So, you know, and we didn't realize, though, that it disrupts your brain waves that dramatically. Okay, I mean, we thought it kind of, you know, snowed you a little bit, and you might be like, dude, you know, hey, man. We thought it kind of calmed you down, but we didn't think it would cause misfiring like you're seeing somebody with schizophrenia. So just remember, before you put something in your body, think before you leap, think before you smoke, think before you swallow. Just, you need to be careful. You know, don't mess with it. All right. In news today, of course, breaking news today. Well, not breaking news anymore, but today's highlights was Dr. Conrad Murray was found guilty in involuntary manslaughter. You can listen to my first two shows that are archived on GCNLive.com. We spent an ample amount of time talking about what involuntary manslaughter actually is and so why it probably made sense that he was found guilty, because involuntary manslaughter, you could be doing a legal act and not, you know, using proper care or proper skill, and if somebody dies, be considered guilty or charged with involuntary manslaughter. Now, we talked about many cases of doctors that have actually been charged as well. Some of them didn't hold up in court, but, you know, we kind of discussed, you know, is it fair for a doctor to not only be put up on, you know, malpractice charges, but also criminal charges? Is it fair to the family if the doctor isn't put up on criminal charges? Where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line between gross negligence, gross malpractice, and involuntary manslaughter? Okay, even though what happened with Dr. Conrad Murray was really far out there, I mean, going to the house with propofol without monitoring equipment, staff, crash cart, even though that was just beyond comprehension, it's rare. But people dying from a medical mistake, unfortunately, isn't as rare. And, of course, some of us in the medical field are concerned that if doctors are going to be fearful that they could go to jail if a fatal outcome, and we talked about some outcomes where, you know, the doctor, the radiologist, you know, did the order that the urologist wanted, gave the patient contrast to do the test, patient dies, he was brought up on involuntary manslaughter charges. Well, we're not going to have a lot of kids who want to go to medical school. I mean, it's one thing to be threatened to lose your house, lose your kids' college education, lose your license, but to go to jail over a bad outcome that could happen, you know, one in a few thousand, one in a million, pretty scary. So, you know, I mean, being a doctor myself, I want as many people incentivized to go into the medical field because I'm going to want to retire later. I'm going to want somebody to take care of my patients. I mean, right now, medical schools are not overfloweth with students and wannabe doctors. It's not the most positive arena to practice medicine. But then on the other hand, you know, some of these mistakes, like cutting off the wrong leg, you know, you don't see people penalized as much as they should. So it's going to be an ongoing controversy. It'll be interesting to see what happens, but a little scary as well. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to instafire.com, spelled instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails, of course, at drdahlia.com. You know, it was interesting. I was at work today, and when the verdict came, it almost kind of reminded me of the whole O.J. Simpson thing. You know, we were all kind of watching the trial. We didn't seem to watch this trial because we were busy, and I think we're all trialed out after Casey Anthony. But one of my patients, after the verdict was made by the jury for guilty for involuntary manslaughter of Dr. Conrad Murray, one of my patients said, "When does the patient get to choose?" I'm like, "What are you talking about?" She's like, "Well, Michael Jackson wanted propofol for sleep. Why doesn't he get to choose that? Why is it up to the doctor?" Now, I didn't understand really what they meant. I'm like, "Ah, you know, nice to see you, and, you know, here's your prescription." But I think I know what she meant, okay? Michael Jackson, what they say, you know, they said he, or the defense tried to claim he doctor hopped until he could find somebody who'll give him what he wants to sleep. Okay, Michael Jackson couldn't sleep. He wanted propofol. So he was able to, from what some people believe, buy his doctor at $150,000 a month to get what he wanted. People say if Conrad Murray would have said no, he would have just gotten it from somebody else. And some doctors have claimed, "Yeah, Michael Jackson came up to me. He wanted me to write the propofol, and I said no." I mean, is that true? Would he finally have found a doctor pay him enough to give it to him? You know, I mean, most of us that go through medicine, you know, we take the Hippocratic Oath, and you know, which is do no harm, and we wouldn't want to put our license on the line. You know, I mean, maybe a doctor offered $150,000 a month, maybe thinking, well, you know, even if I lose my license, I've been racking up enough money. I don't think he ever thought somebody could die. Michael Jackson could die. I mean, I'm hoping he, I mean, but then again, duh, you know, whenever you give any sort of medicine, you always, you know, think, okay, what are the risk factors? What's going to happen? But very odd take my patient had with, when does a patient get to choose? I mean, there's already been a push for birth control to be over the counter. You know, I know if my patients had their way, they would love to get their antibiotics and get their medicines over the counter. They don't have to see the doctor. They can go get the medicines that they want. They get to save money not seeing the doctor. Yes, there's an advantage. There's an advantage to not having to go through the doctor, financially, of course. But I have a big problem with people not knowing all the risks that are adherent with some of these medications. I mean, I'm really nervous about birth control being over the counter. I don't mind about condoms being over the counter, but I really worry about birth control pills being over the counter. We just talked about before the break, Yasmin and Yaz, birth controls with the newer progesterone preparations, putting, you know, women at risk for stroke. Or a higher risk of blood clots, I should say. Now, if I had a 13-year-old daughter who would walk into the drugstore, start taking these medications, forget she took a pill, and then maybe take another one same day, yet we had in our family a trait to hypercoagulate and get blood clots that I didn't know about and she didn't know about, she could have an adverse reaction. You know, when we give birth control, we give birth, you know, people always say, well, doctors, you're always holding the birth control hostage. You're holding the birth control hostage, so we have to come in and get a PAP, and PAPs are unnecessary now because the task force is saying we don't need them. Just let the birth control bill be over the counter. Well, listen, if a teenager comes in asking for birth control, the first thing I want to make sure is she's not being abused and she's not being assaulted. I want to know who this guy is. I mean, is the guy a 20-year-old? You know, why does she want birth control? Now, if she says, well, I want birth control because of my periods are heavy, they're painful. Okay, well, then I, as a doctor, need to evaluate, well, is there something going wrong gynecologically? Does she have a bleeding disorder? You know, people always say, Talia, how do I know if I'm hemophiliac or if I have a bleeding disorder? Well, you could get nosebleeds a lot. If you nick yourself shaving, you don't stop bleeding as quickly, but a big thing is heavy periods. I can't tell you how many times we picked up on a bleeding disorder because all the woman had were heavy periods. She didn't know it was from a bleeding disorder. She just thought they were normal, heavy periods. So, you know, when somebody comes in for birth control, there's a lot more to it. We check your heart, we check your lungs, we discuss breast cancer screening, we discuss nutrition, and of course we make sure you don't smoke, and we make sure you won't have a reaction to your birth control, and we make sure you're not pregnant. So, should sexually active women and girls, teenagers, have access to medication over the counter? I don't think so. I don't think when it comes to birth control, no. I don't, because you could take it wrong and have an adverse event. And if I was a mom and my daughter had it through a blood clot and I didn't know, I would be livid. I mean, you talk about liability now, I think the liability would be through the roof. Now, what about antibiotics? I know you could go to Mexico and get antibiotics. True. I know that. I know, but, you know, what if you have a reaction to an antibiotic? What if you're taking an antibiotic for something that's you think is just a simple cold and it's actually pneumonia? What about antibiotic resistance? The big problem we have is too many people take antibiotics when they don't need it. So the antibiotics don't seem to work as well as they used to. I mean, try to pop a penicillin. Does penicillin work all the time? No, it doesn't. People are resistant to it. Now the Z-Pak. Everybody gets a Z-Pak. I want a Z-Pak and my fries and a milkshake. Give me a Z-Pak. Well, now the Z-Pak, I mean, I'm getting patients. I'll give them a Z-Pak, you know, for a sore throat or ear infection or sinus infection. And they come back saying, didn't work. Well, of course it didn't work. You know, many of these bugs now are resistant. So if we have antibiotics over the counter, my problem with that is people could be popping them left and right. Now, I can't tell you how many patients they're on the way to Disneyland, or they're going on their honeymoon, or they're going on a trip, and they go, I don't want to get sick, so give me an antibiotic I can take now. No, you don't take an antibiotic when you're well so you don't get sick. It doesn't work that way. But I'm going to tell you, if these pills were over the counter, absolutely. Well, sleeping pills, Dr. Dahlia, sleeping pills are over the counter. Here's the thing. These quote-unquote sleeping pills aren't true tranquilizers. If you really look, most of these sleeping pills have diphenhydramine, which is Benadryl. Benadryl is an antihistamine, right? We use whenever you have itches or runny nose, et cetera, and it makes you tired. So when you look at most of these sleeping preparations, they have Benadryl in them. But they're not true tranquilizers, okay? Like your Valiums, your Xanaxes, your Ativans, Trazodones, they aren't. If those are over-the-counter, high abuse, if you mix it with alcohol, you could die. If you take those medications daily and then skip a dose, you could seize. So, no, I don't think those medications should be over-the-counter. Remember, they're different than the sleeping aids that you see. So, I don't really want to belabor this point. And I know a lot of people are like, well, that's not you're a doctor. So, of course, you want people to come in, and then they pay you, and then you have a job. Listen, I'm confident, all right? I am confident that I'll still be able to maintain my practice, even if you don't have to come in for a prescription, for an antibiotic or sleeping pill. I mean, I'm sure there's still plenty of things sewing people up, dealing with fractures, et cetera. So, no, I'm not giving you this advice because I'm worried about my own clinic. I mean, I'm giving you I just want you guys to think about it. The ramifications of many medicines being over the counter, we're going to see a lot more side effects. I mean, we'll probably see a lot less lawsuits, because the family's not going to blame the doctor for their daughter getting a blood clot. I mean, maybe they'll sue the pharmaceutical company. But I don't, going back to birth control over the counter, no, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with young kids going to get birth control. I really think the parent needs to be involved. I think somebody needs to watch them. I think somebody needs to supervise them. People say, well, Dr. Dahlia, if the teenager gets pregnant, pregnancy is more of a risk of the birth control. Exactly. I agree. So if your daughter doesn't take that birth control right and she gets pregnant, that's risky. Hence, you need doctor supervision. I rest my case. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Playing. I'm talking and I'm like halfway into the first segment and I'm like, why do they have the music on? Well, apparently we weren't connected and they didn't know I was on. So sometimes that music just plays like, I'm not on. All right, I'm on. We're here. You know, I had a patient today, very, very interesting. She comes in saying, I'm going through pre or perimenopausal stuff and I need medication. I'm like, well, you know, what kind of medication? What are you talking about? What's going on with you? And, you know, she said she was irritable and she was grumpy. That means I'm perimenopause every day of my life. And, you know, does she need estrogen? Now, of course, we get this a lot. I get emails a lot saying, Dr. Dahlia, when should I start taking estrogen? I'm finding, you know, I'm feeling my perimenopausal hot sweats now. And the doctor will run your estrogen test, will take a look at your estrogen, and it'll be normal. We're like, well, your estrogen is normal. Okay, but see, patients don't like that. Patients don't like to feel like something's going on, and then the doctor says you're normal. All right. Or they really hate if you say it's all in your head. Now, here's the thing. Having hot flashes myself and already going through changes, which, you know, it's not fun. I can't imagine somebody going through this every single day. My recommendation to you is if you are still having periods and maybe you're in your late 40s and you don't think you're menopausal yet, absolutely go to your doctor, whether it's your family doc, internist, gynecologist, whatever. Have them run some hormones. But what I would recommend is have some hormones drawn before you get that way. Because the estrogen range, if you're looking at your hormone range, it could still be in the normal range even though you dropped about 100 or 200 points. Same thing with men and testosterone. We talk about men and testosterone all the time on the show. The levels could be anywhere from 170 to 800, let's say. So a man will come in saying, I'm tired, I don't really have that much stamina, some issues with sex, and we'll run the testosterone, it'll say 300 or 350. And they'll say, you're good, you're in the normal range. But what if last year they were 700? Now, that's kind of a big drop. You know, same thing women with estrogen. You know, maybe, you know, the only problem with the estrogen level is it goes up and down throughout the month. That's a very difficult test to test for. And sometimes you're grumpy and you complain a lot and you're wenchy because you're losing your serotonin. Well, I can't test that in the blood. Nobody can. So sometimes we actually try medication like Lexapro or Zoloft or Paxil. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, that's an antidepressant. I don't want to go on an antidepressant. Well, listen to me. All right? Many people, we don't put on that for depression. If you're losing your serotonin, and we've talked about serotonin deficiency, you're on edge, things that annoy anybody would usually annoy you more. Sometimes your loved ones have to walk on eggshells because they don't want to tick you off. Something could happen and you make mountains out of molehills. The mother-in-law calls, and not only does it ruin that 5 minutes, but it ruins the rest of your day and the weekend. You know, you can't stop brooding about it. Well, those are all signs of serotonin deficiency. So my suggestion is if you aren't menopausal yet, maybe talk to your doctor about one of those medications. But even more importantly is I really love therapists. And I know, you know, people are like, well, Dr. Dahlia, I don't have time. I don't have the money. You have a point. It does. It takes a lot of time, a lot of money to go and see a therapist. Whether you go once a week, whether you go a couple times a week, and many therapists may not take your insurance. I hear you. That can add up. Absolutely. And that's a tough one. But what I like about the therapist is they could teach you how to control your thoughts. It's very easy to brood about things. And you need to stop yourself. Now, one technique I learned in medical school that I've talked about on the show a lot is stop think. Now, for some of you that are kind of new to the Dr. Dahlia show, what had happened, let me give you an example of stop think. You continually think of a thought, and you want to get the thought out of your mind, so you keep saying stop. Every time that thought comes to your mind, stop, stop. So then after a while, you stop thinking that thought. Now, when I was in medical school, one of my friends, he was actually one of my best friends, and we had a table in the back of the class. You had all these rows of tables, and then we had like a table for two in the back of the class. We were behind the last row. And he came into class, and he was going, stop, 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 stop. I go, what are you doing? Why are you saying stop? He goes, I'm doing stop think. And I go, okay, why are you doing stop think? He goes, well, I'm always thinking about sex, and I got to get through class. I've got to get through class. I can't be doing this because, you know, we got these tests coming up, and I'm not concentrating. I got ADD, so I'm going to be doing stop think. And I'm like, well, you know, that's a good idea. Hey, stop, stop. So then I thought it was funny, so I'm saying stop, stop, stop. Okay, so now the row in front of us is looking back on, what are you guys doing? Shut up. And I'm like, but we're doing stop think. And they're like, what's that? And I go, well, every time we think about sex, we say stop. All right, so, you know, meanwhile, you're a little stop, 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 right, a little bit. Okay, finally, everybody catches on. And then I think we were in a gastroenterology lecture, and all of a sudden, a big, huge colon comes on the board. And all of a sudden, you hear all the kids go, stop, 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 stop. Okay, now, okay, so what's the point of that story? The point of the story is, you know, stop things going to make you giggle. You can make a game of it. But it actually worked. You know, for those of you that brood on something and you want to let it fester and you want to think it through and you want to be ticked off, I suggest doing something called stop think. And I was like, oh, my mother-in-law's this and she's just stop. Okay, all right. You know, and then you go to the fridge, you go, wait a second, what was that? Oh, man, that's right, she called. Stop. You know, and try, you know, do these. It's a great technique. It's a great technique. Now, for those of you that are OCD, it could be a problem because you're going to be saying stop all the time. But, you know, if you're the type of person where, you know, you think you need some control and you don't have that control, medicines are only going to do so much. You're going to need to be able to gain that control. And a therapist will help you, and these techniques will help you. All right, so make sure you do that. All right, great. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Neil Fox came out with a little article here saying 5 quick rituals for a better day. And one of the things they said is eat the same breakfast every day. They said there's something to be said for consistency. Now, I've talked about consistency. They've seen people who are centenarians, people that have lived over 100. They usually have very similar routine. They eat the same time each day. They poop the same time each day. They usually eat the same things. Your body sometimes just thrives on cycles. Now, of course, they say eat something healthy. Make sure it's a healthy dish. But for some reason, they say eat the same breakfast every day. They say savor your coffee. They say before taking a drink, participants raise their bowels in tribute. Tell them, what are they talking about? All right, I don't know whether, I don't drink coffee, so I don't get that. Okay, oh, I see. All right, they say in Japan, they have this formal tea ceremony that can last for hours. So you don't just want to down your coffee. You want to relax, you want to enjoy it, and you end up having a better start to your morning. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, good. Then they say, 3, write an ignore list. All right, so rather than a to-do list, write an ignore list. Things that you don't have a problem ignoring. Now, this may be good for all the negative stuff. You know, like if my coworker is going to drive me crazy, I'm going to ignore him. You know, maybe that kind of helps. My only problem is if as you're doing this in the morning, you start to get all ticked off and start to brood about that one coworker could mess up your day. I don't know. Then it says, turn off your mind for a few minutes. Now, this is interesting. One of my friends, she's into meditation. I don't have the discipline to meditate. I'd probably, you know, start thinking about stuff and singing, and I'm usually always in a rush to get to work. But meditation, I hear a lot of people do first thing in the morning, and it really helps them. It just helps energize them. It helps clear their mind. I don't know if you could turn off your mind. You don't have to just sit there and go, I mean, you can meditate on stuff. And then, you know, be nice to people. That always helps. You know, don't be giving people the finger when you drive like you guys give me. All right. We'll be back tomorrow on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Great show. You all be safe. And leave your emails at drdahlia.com. I'd love to answer them. Take care.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.